Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Evelyn and Jack Ramsey, who live in rural Lincoln County, half an hour or so from Troy, which has about 12,000 people. Evelyn used to work as a nurse, and Jack in avionics at McDonnell Douglas. They spoke about some of the struggles with access to emergency health care that exist in rural Missouri. Here's Evelyn.
I think staffing is a big problem, and getting doctors who, you know, quality doctors, I'm trying to say, especially, I think, general practitioners. You know, you can get a lot of specialists who come in 2 or 3 days a week.
But we were fortunate enough to give a really excellent,
primary physician.
And he's one of the better qualified doctors, and he's extremely good. So he's there in Lake St. Louis. So our general regular checkups and things like that, there's usually not a problem. But it's emergency, or it's a no to have somebody there to, is where you're concerned about. I think the one instance we had was with your mom when she was here, mm-hmm. that you were taking care of her. And that was a, knock on wood, the only real emergency here he had.
Yeah, my mom was eating, and she started coughing, and she started coughing up blood. And being a nurse, I recognized that this was probably pulmonary, some sort of pulmonary problem. So I called 911. But I had ironically just read an article a few days before about how coughing can help with heart problems and lung problems. So I'm yelling at her, Mom, keep coughing. And so I called 911, and they kept me on the phone. And I would say within 5 to 7 minutes, somebody was knocking on the door from Hawk Point. I must have been flying. That's all I can say. And one man, he actually was still in his greasy coveralls from the garage, but he had an oxygen tank with him, which is what she needed right at that moment. And they, of course, put her in the ambulance and took her to Troy, you know. And she survived it, but she could have died. There's no doubt about it.
The fact that you knew what to do at the time really made it worthwhile. But the fact they could get here in that short period of time for, 8 miles away, you know, it's not a emergency facility set up. It was their volunteer people that doing that, so it's not a...
Yeah, they have their ambulance.
It's not a, you know, it wasn't a, you know, priority set
part
up.
Of the fire department.
It's a lot better now. They've got a one in Auburn Junction there. They just put in a new facility there with, it's manned with emergency people and an ambulance right there. So it's a little further, but it's still there. Prepared for everything then, you know.
Well, the sad thing is that we just had an election where they wanted more tax dollars for setting up these ambulance centers, and it did not pass.
A little more of them, yeah.
So that there would be more access to people out here. So that's kind of a sad thing, because I think it's very much needed.
That was Jack and Evelyn Ramsey in their home in rural Lincoln County, speaking about the issue with access to emergency health care in rural Missouri. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Will Robinson. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.